It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. I'm Mark Neutbar, 90.5 WESA. In tech headlines, the University of Pittsburgh is teaming up with George Mason University to help create the next generation of wearable exoskeletons for spinal cord injury and stroke patients. The team will use National Science Foundation grants to develop a system that utilizes both electrical nerve stimulation and external motors to help patients walk. Each school received a three-year, $400,000 grant. Pitt's Assistant Professor of Mechanical Engineering and Material Science, Nitin Sharma, says current systems that don't talk to the leg muscles through electrical stimulation can lead to injury because the patient doesn't necessarily know if their leg muscles are tired. Apple says the hacking vulnerabilities disclosed by WikiLeaks this month have all been fixed in recent iPhones and Mac computers. The documents pointed to an apparent CIA program to hack Apple devices using techniques that users couldn't disable. The company says the fixes were made back in 2008 for cell phones and 2013 for Macs. This week, the Tech Report tracks your movements without a GPS. Nearly all business is done inside, and more often than not, global positioning systems don't work in environments like warehouses, factories, and hospitals. That can cause navigation problems.
You know, how do you get from the main door to a certain department? And then you're asking 20 people along the way and you get frustrated along the way and that happens. But if there were a way to navigate, like you can use Google Maps, that would make life so much easier.
That's R&D Technology CEO Vivek Kulkarni. Navigating a hospital with his system is still a long way off, but tracking workers, equipment, and products in a warehouse is happening today. The company began testing its technology as a safety tool this week in a Pittsburgh area warehouse by putting tracking chips on mobile equipment such as fork trucks and on employees that move about in the same place on foot.
Basically, we can figure out when a collision is imminent and warn either the operator of the mobile equipment or the person, pedestrian in that space, so that they can take appropriate action.
The Fortune 500 company will test the equipment for just 2 weeks before making a decision to buy or to look for another solution, which is a very fast turnaround for the handful of R&D employees.
I haven't slept for the last 2 days. No, this is exciting stuff. Yeah. This is what we live for. This is, you know, when it's not work, it's fun. It's play, because we're having fun doing this and we're actually solving a problem.
The way they solved the problem of locating a transponder without being able to detect GPS satellites is to hang their own satellites, called anchors, in the client's building.
This is where the secret sauce comes in. We can synchronize these anchors to an extremely high level of accuracy, better accuracy than the satellites in the GPS constellation can. And that allows us to come up with a really highly accurate position for the tag.
During a recent beta test in a 100,000-plus square foot warehouse, they could watch an order puller move from one side of a narrow aisle to the other. R&D Technologies is simultaneously developing a product that would allow a user to find every piece needed to fulfill an order.
Say you want to go for lunch and eat Mexican. So you go into Google Maps and say, show me Mexican restaurants. And it puts down pins showing you where all the Mexican restaurants are around you. Exactly the same thing. We'll drop a pin in your floor map showing you where that particular part is.
Kulkarni says that opens the door to automating the entire process. He says for now, the company is in both the hardware and software business because no one is making the radio tags they need. However, he says he hopes someday there will be an off-the-shelf transponder and receiver, and R&D will be able to just focus on developing and selling software and service. And that's this week's Tech Report. I'm Mark Neutbar, 90.5 WESA News.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Ansys, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.